When accusations surfaced that Alabama U.S. Senate candidate Roy Moore initiated a sexual encounter with a 14-year-old, Raleigh lawyer Catherine Lawson responded with the hashtag #MeAt14. She tweeted a photo of herself at that age with the words, "Can't consent at 14, not in Alabama, not anywhere." It caught on, and thousands used the hashtag to tweet pictures of themselves as a way to emphasize that children that age can't consent to sex. Lawson spoke with WFAE's Sarah D'Elia.
Why did you feel inspired to create this Twitter campaign with this hashtag?
Well, when the Washington Post story was first published, it was obviously very disturbing. But for me, what was more disturbing were the number of people who are willing to justify the behavior of Moore, to imply that it was possible that there could be a consensual relationship between him and these young women, these girls, or even to say that even if these allegations are true, it's not the type of thing we should care about. So I very strongly disagreed with that assessment, and so I shared a picture of myself at 14 to illustrate that there's no acceptable version of this story. Teenagers can't consent to a relationship with a grown adult. In my mind, it's not a question about the legal age of consent, but about affirming a shared social value that children deserve and require our protection.
And what was it about that photo that made you decide, like, okay, this is the one that I want to share with the Twitterverse?
When I look at that picture, that version of myself, which, you know, at this point is more than 15 years ago, I look like a kid. I look like somebody who's, you know, really just happy and excited about kind of entering this crazy world that we have. And at that point, like, innocent. And that's something that ought to be protected. And too often, innocence is stolen from children rather than protected.
What's your response to the reactions that people have had to this hashtag of sharing it so many times? I mean, how do you feel?
It's been really heavy. I kind of hoped that somebody would share their story under the hashtag. I never imagined that the response would be, you know, this extensive. And it's been really humbling to watch people not only share their pictures, but to share their stories, to share stories of childhoods that were innocent and protected and stories of exploitation. Sometimes sharing those stories for the very first time, and that it's extraordinary vulnerability, and that's just a really incredible thing to watch people do.
It's so striking at how young and vulnerable a lot of these images of people look at 14.
It is. A lot of the pictures that have been shared really do kind of demonstrate how young really 14 is, how young really even 15 and 16 are. And then there are people who I think have added a really useful dynamic to this conversation of sharing pictures of themselves where they're like, look, if you looked at me when I was 14, you might have thought I was 16. You might have seen me when I was 16 and thought I was 20. You know, the pictures provide a useful gut punch, but the broader purpose of people sharing their stories, you know, not just their pictures, is to really demonstrate that no matter how old I might have looked or how young I might have looked, how old I might have sounded, you know, or whatnot, I was still young. I was still capable of being exploited by somebody older and more mature and more powerful than I was.
Why do you think this reminder is necessary?
Yeah, I keep trying to figure that out, honestly. Part of me wonders if we're not in this really disconnected and toxic place culturally where we've taken aspects of our identity, political identities, professional identities, you know, our own kind of history, and we weaponized them. We started using them to kind of draw battle lines of, if you're on my side of this identity line, then I trust you. And if you're not on this side of the line, I don't trust you. In fact, I actively mistrust you and assume that you are trying to destroy the things that I care about, that I love. I tend to think that that's part of what's happening here, is people are running so far towards their own kind of home base that they're rejecting stories like this when they come out. They're rejecting people who are challenging those loyalties, and instead just turning inwards. And really what all of these should be is, who you are should be a place from which you start when you engage with the rest of the world. And I hope that people sharing their stories under this hashtag can be a part of asking people to engage again.
Catherine, thanks so much for making the time today.
Thanks so much for having me.